If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Society Radio.
On the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com.
Who is that?
At HS Radio Show on Twitter.
Is that a ghost?
High Society Radio on Instagram. Though we have to use that Instagram more. I think I say that every week, at least every week that I'm here. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley, back after, what, a two-week hiatus?
Yes. I am Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're always here.
I'm always here.
And I'm never here.
And neither is Johnny, apparently.
And Johnny isn't here either. The fucking show's in shambles, everyone. I think that's not hard to surmise, no?
Yeah, I think everybody doesn't realize that there are ebbs and flows to our lives, and for whatever reason, they seem to happen at the same fucking time for all of us.
We're all in a big ebb.
Yeah.
Hashtag based pod. Hashtag ebb and flow. Or just ebb. Just one fucking long, dirty ebb.
That's called rock bottom.
No, that's called a stone cold stunner. Oh, God, yeah. So it's High Society Radio. I'm back. I apologize for my absence. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Are there any Patreon patrons left?
Yeah, they're still there. Also,
I love you, Patreon patrons. You're my only friends.
We have to resend C.K. Anderson his T-shirt.
Okay, he'll get it.
I lost in the mail.
All right, yeah, then he'll have it this week.
All right. I'm sure he's happy with the shout-out, too.
CKO? More like TKO, right?
Out of nowhere.
Right? TKO out of nowhere. What's that from? I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's RKO out of nowhere.
Okay, there we go. I don't think we talk about enough wrestling on this show.
We don't. Me and Johnny did an entire wrestling show while you were out.
Oh, gee. I didn't get to listen to those
exclusively
shows.
For Patreon patrons. No, we did an extra show about wrestling. We didn't do a standard show about wrestling. We did an extra show about wrestling.
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel that putting that extra work in, bruh. Stop, bruh. Did you ever see the movie Nightcrawler?
No, it's on Netflix now. But I heard it was terrible, so I have not watched it.
Who told you it was terrible?
Various people.
Give me one. Is anyone I know said it was terrible?
Yeah, David.
Which David?
Black David.
Black David.
Black David, you black bastard. Nightcrawler is amazing. I love that movie. I'll say I like it that much. I'll say I love Night. I just rewatched it on Netflix by myself, chain smoking in my apartment in the dark, just watching Nightcrawler. Jake Gyllenhaal is fantastic in it. He's really, really good. I think you'd fucking love it. I think you shouldn't listen to David again about film.
I finally watched John Wick, and you're not the only person that hard body endorsed John Wick. I was a little underwhelmed by John
really?
Wick.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. It definitely kept me entertained. I enjoyed the Kevin Nash cameo.
Yeah, he was the Russian bouncer.
And, some of the stuff was kind of cool. It just kind of felt like a bad Tony Scott movie. I don't know.
I don't know. I like that there's... Look, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen John Wick already, but when Willem Dafoe caught it, I was mad sad. I was mad.
Yeah, he was
actually
pretty good in that movie. There was good parts of that movie.
He saved John Wick's ass, dude. He covered his ass.
The CGI blood kind of threw me off. I'm not gonna lie.
That's something that you have to deal with action films now, because the CGI blood and CGI bullets.
Yeah.
Not CGI, like just basically gunshots.
Muzzle pops. Yeah.
Yeah, exact. Muzzle flash. Yeah. I don't like that. I like squibs and I like blanks. Sure, I know Brandon Lee's dead because of it.
I just read a thing. There was someone on Reddit, like an Explain Like I'm Five, Brandon Lee, how he died.
Eli Five.
Yeah. Apparently, there was something lodged in. It wasn't a real bullet that killed him. There was something in there from a previous. Like, nobody cleaned the gun. There was a chunk in there from a previous round that misfired. And nobody cleaned the gun. So when the blank went off, I didn't know that blanks have twice as much gunpowder as a regular bullet.
But there's no casing?
There is a casing. There's no shell.
Oh, okay.
There's no head.
Yeah.
So but I guess just to make the same amount of noise, since it's not compressed by the head.
Got it.
You
got
to put double the gunpowder.
Hashtag no homo.
Exactly.
Or no hobo, excuse me.
Since there's double the gunpowder, even if there's something lodged in the barrel, it'll push it out fast enough to kill somebody.
Got it. So that's why Brandon Lee got caught it, right? Because of the triad.
Spoiler alert.
Because the triad fucking assassinated him. Just like his father.
Exactly. Everything's a conspiracy.
Obviously. This show's a conspiracy.
That's true. We are just spreading misinformation to the
masses.
We're
Shriners, okay? We're part of it. We're all part of that Illuminati type shit.
You ever hear the conspiracy theory that Alex Jones spreads? He tries to panic people because the guy who owns the shortwave company that he works for is heavily invested in gold, so every time people are panicked, gold goes up.
Oh my God, we're living on a prison planet.
Exactly.
Jesus H. Christ, Alex Jones is in on it. This is the worst news I've heard in my entire life. I thought he was the guy that was supposed to tell us how to, get through this shit, but he's part of it? Alex Jones is doing that? Oh my God. That's awful. That's weird. That's real weird. You thought John Wick was okay. You didn't watch Nightcrawler because of people telling you it was terrible. What was that?
It looked kind of, it didn't look great to me.
I didn't know what to expect turning it on, but I was like, this looks kind of weird. I kind of like Jake Gyllenhaal, and I ended up loving it. What was people's criticisms of it? What they told you?
Just somebody just was like, it was just a little overdone.
No, that movie's dope.
All right, I'll check it out. I generally take your recommendations.
Check it out on a Chris Stanley recommendation.
All right. Though you don't take my recommendations. You never take my
five Zolofts. I give that five Zolofts.
Is that enough to kill you?
No.
How many Zolofts do you need to kill you?
I'm not sure. I think I read somewhere that a few months ago, Zolofts were just a placebo and they didn't do anything.
Really? Is that a conspiracy?
I don't think so. I think scientists figured that out. Because Prozac was the first big antidepressant pill, right?
Yeah.
And then Zoloft, I believe, came. And then Wellbutrin, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this says, it says they're being sued. I don't think there's been definitive evidence yet. It's just saying that it didn't help.
That's a placebo.
But somebody's suing them.
They're Flintstone vitamins. That's what they were giving people.
I mean, that's going to help you. It helps you live strong and growing.
As a child, I loved the taste of Flintstone vitamins, but I wonder if every now and then I think, maybe I'll go buy some Flintstone vitamins because they taste so good. But then I'm like, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to ruin my childhood memory, because if I eat them.
And they don't taste good.
And they're not as good as I remember as a child, then what was it all for, Chris? What was it all for? I guess I'll just throw myself in front of a fucking MTA goddamn train, ruin everyone's fucking
commute.
Yeah,
that's a fucking dick move. Well, I'll get you a gun if you want.
Well, the MTA has screwed me over plenty of times.
Yeah, but why would you screw over all those other people?
Whatever.
That's just a cycle. That's just leading to more people killing themselves. A bunch of people are going to miss job interviews, fucking end up homeless, and then jump in front of trains. It's a perpetual cycle. It's a douche move.
Well, then maybe the subway shouldn't run 24 hours.
That's also a stupid idea.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man, I love Nightcrawler a lot, and I was just watching it by myself the other night. Did you watch True Detective? Spoiler alert.
I have not. I didn't see the new
one. Oh, come on!
Well, we're recording this on a Monday.
Come on! Did you see the last episode with the shootout?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was pretty good. The ending was very, it was pretty dope.
You didn't find it to be just a smidge ridiculous, where they're the only three that live, and there's 20 or 30 dead civilians, and there's a dozen dead cops in one fucking shooting.
Yeah. All right, you're right. It was a
when the Mexican guy runs out of the car and just starts shooting with the Uzis into the bus for no fucking apparent reason. It's not like he saw the other cop on the other side of it.
They've been ham-handed from the beginning, though.
Yeah, but that was a bit much. I mean, that was too much for. I was like, oh god, this is ridiculous. Just cops getting killed willy-nilly. There'd be helicopters there in 2 minutes. It's Los Angeles.
That's true. That actually is a good point that I didn't.
It went on for like 20 minutes. This fucking
it didn't go
fight.
On for 20 minutes. It went on for like 10 minutes.
It was like for 2 hours.
There also was a giant meth lab that exploded.
Exactly. That would have gotten the helicopter there even faster.
You're right.
I should be writing this show. So this happens in my version. They shoot at the house, and then a helicopter comes and makes everything better, and no one dies.
How would no one die just because a helicopter was there? Would they be sniping from the helicopter?
Sure. Yeah, that happens, right?
I don't think it does.
Fine, whatever.
I think the helicopter's just there to, like, observe what's going on and report.
No, there's got to be some dudes with some fucking shotguns just lighting motherfuckers up.
A shotgun would be so ineffective from a fucking helicopter.
You're ineffective from a helicopter.
You're shooting a buckshot down and spread out.
You're ineffective, bro.
It would just feel like hail. People are like, what is it, hailing?
This hail smells like bullets. Yeah. So, yeah, well, after this next episode deals with the aftermath of that. Just letting you know about that. You still watching Ballers?
I never watched Ballers.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like The Rock? Oh, I was watching Doom because my life has gotten really pathetic. I was watching the movie Dune. Not Dune. Doom. Based off the video game with The Rock in it. And Sam Worthington, who's fallen off the face of the earth. And The Rock was in that. And he looked like tiny compared to what The Rock is now. Like The Rock now is just like a giant steroid. Like he's just
Look at The Rock compared to The Rock when he was wrestling in the '90s. He was like kind of fat.
It's crazy how jacked The Rock is. Like that dude is just a living muscle. That's all he is. It's freakish.
He gets paid millions and millions of dollars to look like that.
Sure, yeah. I think some dude, I think for Complex, I can't remember what magazine it was for, attempted to do The Rock's diet. Every day, like this diet and workout regimen. And it was like, The Rock eats, I believe, 10 pounds of food a day. And it's like mostly like halibut and vegetables.
Yeah, it's really hard to hit even like, I'm sure he eats way more than 2,000 calories. But like if you're eating like, because I was counting calories for a while when I was trying to lose weight. And then,
whoa.
But like if you're just eating like steamed fish and vegetables, you can't, like 2,000 calories is a lot.
Like
an entire big bag of spinach is like, 100 calories.
Ugh. Can't eat that much spinach.
I'm just saying.
Jesus. I'm looking up his actual diet. Now, explain this to me. So he's eating, because I don't know much about health or fitness, shockingly. How much, so he needs to get 2,000 calories a day, let's say. Why doesn't he eat like a blooming onion? I'll throw it out there. Eat two blooming onions and bam.
He needs a lot of protein and fucking greens and shit.
And there isn't protein.
And no fat and no salt.
Oh, God, that's fucked up.
Blooming onion is what, 2,000 calories?
No, I think it's like 1,500 or something.
Oh, it's the, what is it, the bacon fries from Outback?
Yeah, the bacon fries are worse than the actual, yeah. Okay, The Rock has a daily 5,000 calorie meal. He's 6'4", 270 pounds.
Jeez, that's pretty big.
And he eats, coming off kind of gay, Chris. He eats roughly 1,000 calories of cod alone every day and adds a hefty amount
of cock?
Cod.
Oh.
COD. Okay, this is what he eats every day. 36 ounces of cod, 12 whole eggs, 2 cups of oatmeal, 12 ounces of sweet potato, 4 cups of vegetables, 8 ounces of chicken, 6 cups of white rice, 2 tablespoons of fish oil. What's fish oil do for you?
It does a lot of good things. It's anti-inflammatory. It helps liver function. It helps brain function.
Does it taste nasty?
Not if you take it in a pill.
Nice. 8 ounces of steak, 12-ounce baked potato, spinach salad, regular salad, and 30 grams casein protein.
Casein protein. It's slow-burning protein.
What's that
basically
mean?
Like if you're trying to get swole.
Okay, and this motherfucker swole is a, you know.
Well, basically, if you're trying to get swole, rather than using like a whey protein,
uh-huh.
You use a casein protein because you continue to build muscles while you sleep. He probably does that right before bed. I'll bet money that he takes like a huge protein shake of that right before bed because then you'll be burning protein while you sleep slowly.
What?
Yeah. I have some at the crib. I'm not as swole as The Rock, though. I do eat a lot.
Yeah, but you have a lot more fat and salt in the food you eat.
Oh, yeah.
Much closer to my diet.
Yeah. Well, that's the only reason why I work out like a fucking psychopath is because I have pretty much your diet.
Oh, no. Well, Okay, yeah, so that comes out to 821 pounds of cod a year that the fucking Rock's eating. That just seems messed up. Seven meals.
Isn't it like any other fish? There's so many fish in the sea for the Rock.
Maybe you should be working. You should be his personal chef.
I should. I wish I could get that job.
That'd be pretty dope, right?
Smell what I'm cooking. I'd say that every day, and I'd get fired in 2 weeks.
Get it, Dwayne?
You'd be like, I'm fucking. I would get people's elbowed the fuck out of there.
Dwayne, where are you going? You going to the set of Ballers? Love that show. Bye, Dwayne. I'm making your food.
Remember that time you were in the Reno 911 movie?
Remember that? Hey, Dwayne. Nothing. Just making more cod. Let's go to the store, get some more cod.
You sure you don't want to try some salmon?
How about some branzino? Anything, for the love of God.
I'm sick of cooking fucking cod.
For me, I'm just so tired of cooking the same thing every day. Why do you even need me? Why am I here? Would you be a personal chef to a celebrity?
Yeah, I guess. Why not? I mean,
the lowest celebrity you'd be a personal chef to? Because you're a chef. You have a restaurant or a restaurant in a bar. I don't know. How do you?
The lowest level celebrity, like, that's my only source of income?
This is your career now, yeah. Like, this is everything. This is the only way you make money.
I don't think I would do that because it seems like a demanding, douchey job, and I've heard, like, some horror stories.
Oh, yeah?
For anyone that was, like, less than a network sitcom.
Okay, so like Jim Parsons, the gay guy from.
Well, he can't even be a lesser one, like one of the two broke girls.
Okay, you know why wouldn't you want to be one? Kat Dennings, why wouldn't you want to be Kat Dennings' personal chef?
That's true. She likes to eat.
Cook them titties, dog. She has a large rack, Chris. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware.
Seriously?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of her huge pale tits.
Okay.
Weren't we designing an app about huge pale tits a few weeks ago?
Probably.
We need to get back.
Maybe when I wasn't here.
No, you were. It was just me and you.
Oh.
We need this big pale titty app.
Okay. Can I be in it?
Yeah, sure. You have to shave.
Nope, not gonna. I don't have much chest hair.
Listen,
so
Y Combinator is expanding. They're gonna accommodate 1,000 startups a year now. So we got our titty app, truffle whiskey. Pedo app, whatever we coming up with.
Man, Y Combinator, huh? So you think we'll get a? You think we can get a meeting up there?
I think so. I'll be like, yo, we got this app. It's whiskey and there's truffles in it.
You guys like whiskey, right?
And we have a podcast. They're related somehow.
You guys like whiskey, right? Yeah. You guys like truffles? Yeah.
Of course, well, we're rich douchebags working the.
We need to make this happen. I swear to God, I'm losing my mind. Are you gonna make another batch? Do I need to buy more truffles?
Probably.
What did we make it with last time? What kind
Burgundy
of
truffles?
All right, I think we need to up this fucking shit to white or black truffles. Is it white truffle season now, or is it black truffle season?
It's white truffles. It's summer, right?
I think white truffles are the best truffles.
They're also the most expensive truffles, bro.
Most expensive truffles, bro. We're gonna do it. End of summer, we're gonna make some truffle whiskey.
All right, we're making another batch.
We're going to make another batch. And we're going to use all the truffles. We're going to make a lot of it so that we don't fucking waste the truffles in some vacuum seal bullshit.
That's smart. Smart.
All right. I'm thinking clearer than I ever have in my entire life right now. In the last 2 weeks, my brain is
I just saw you bury your face in a pile of crushed up Adderall. You seem to be fucking going.
It's like fire is burning
inside
my brain.
It's like that movie with fucking Bradley Cooper in here.
Oh, goddamn. Limitless.
Yeah. I always
want to becoming a TV show.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm going to watch it because I like the concept of the movie. I remember the Super Bowl that happened, and that was like the only thing I remember, like only commercial I remember from the Super Bowl. Like I'm watching it, I'm all fucking whacked. I'm like, future drugs! This movie's about future drugs!
I've been saying for a while we need some fucking future drugs.
Well, what? Molly, right? And then,
Nuke. We need some nuke.
Seems like any future drugs.
Limitless drug or whatever?
Brain drug.
Yeah.
Or the drug from
the PS4. Remember when they had a commercial for the PS8 when PS3 came out and it was just a ball that possessed your brain and made you see things? We need that drug. We need Spice from Dune. We need some fucking new drugs.
Oh, well, Spice from Dune, that would be the shit. I mean, that makes you God. That makes you look a god. That makes you a god king. That makes you Mujahideen.
That's how I feel when I do coke.
It makes you feel like Mujahideen?
Yeah.
Dope. That is the shit because that guy could control sandworms.
I mean, I was at a bachelor party it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, don't say that on the podcast. Stop saying that.
I'll control my sandworm, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, Chris, stop it. Where this is, our listeners expect better from us.
I don't think they do.
Well, I expect better from us, sadly.
Old Killjoy Stanley back from vacation.
Yeah, yeah. I there is no
Here's
joy.
What we need for
there
white
is,
comedy.
There is no joy in my life.
I bet you this. Reddit's got a box, right? They're going to do a monthly box, right?
What do you mean a monthly box?
You don't know about these box services? They send you a box every month?
No, what is this? Tell me.
All right, there's like Loot Crate. There's ones with celebrities. Like I know Tim Ferriss does one. And now Reddit's going to do one where they just send you whatever like the top upvoted like products on Reddit were. They'll send you a box. It's like $28.
And it's a flat fee.
It's a flat fee. And then like some of the celebrity ones are kind of, because obviously they get swag and it's like an endorsement from them.
Oh.
So they'll just like, I've looked at some of them. It's like, this is $100. It's like every 4 months, it's $100. It's like way more than $100 worth of stuff. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You might not like it.
So we so you're saying we start our own box service?
Yeah, for like Patreon, and then we flip it to Y Combinator eventually, like our box service.
This is starting.
I think
to make
people
a lot
want
of sense.
Like we'll call it like Sleaze Box.
What are we gonna put in it though?
Sleaze.
We might run out of sleaze eventually.
No, we've been doing this show for 7 years.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, Sleaze Box. It's gonna fucking crush the game. We start on Patreon. That's our proof of concept.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we get a monthly sleaze box out there. It'll be like whatever.
And then we have to create a pitch deck, right? A pitch deck? That's like whatever the hell that
way
is.
Way ahead of me, dog.
That's a, basically, I can't even think of the program. My brain is oozing out of my ear.
PowerPoint presentation?
It's a PowerPoint presentation, basically, just pitching your shit. Which, you know, we have what? How many PowerPoint presentations do we have out in the back? A couple dozen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fucking nice at PowerPoint, son.
We gotta get Nicholas De Leon back in here.
I thought he blew me off, but I think I may have accidentally blown him off because I was waiting for a call from him.
Yeah,
and I gotta call him back.
All right,
that's on me. That's on me.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that you're ruining our relationships.
I don't think I'm doing that. What's ruining everything is people not showing up to podcasts. You don't see me
What's
not
that mean?
Showing up.
Oh, me. You're talking to me. Dude, look, I'm here right now, and that's really all that matters. I abandoned you for 2 weeks, and I came back like a bad father.
I mean, my father left for longer than 2 weeks when he was gone at one time. All
right, so a slightly less bad father.
Fucking, de Blasio is trying to ruin Uber.
How so?
I know
Uber is Mayor Bloomberg's evil corporation.
Yeah, it's an evil scheme to destroy the taxi industry. He's basically trying to turn Uber into taxis, because he's saying that there should be a limit on the licenses. Therefore, that just makes them the medallions. So it just like creates demand for these medallions again.
So they want to make Uber medallions?
Essentially. Like a set amount of licenses a year can be made for Uber or Lyft or any ride sharing company.
Has any city successfully fought Uber off? They all give in eventually, right?
Yeah, because it's really efficient. Like, it's not as I can only, like, really speak for New York, but livery cabs are fucking terrible.
Yeah, they're really
like,
bad.
Uber, you know the guy has GPS, and he already sees the route for how to go. You pick it before you go.
Yeah, but I've been with, like, some weird Uber drivers, though. They're not all great.
How many weird fucking car service drivers have you been with?
Not that many.
Really? I've been with some a lot of them fucking are just here. I seen a guy, his, like, last name was, like, on the license that he's supposed to have, it was like a Spanish last name. I was like, dude, you're clearly from India. How long have you been here? Because he didn't know how to get 15 blocks from the base. And he was like, oh, I just got here. And I'm like, why are you fucking driving a cab?
Oh, man, being with a bad cab driver is the worst.
Oh, God. Because they get mad at you. They get mad at you for not knowing how to get there, but it's their job to know how to get there.
I had a bad cab driver the other day, and he was just, I was like, I gave him the address. It was in my neighborhood, and my neighborhood's a grid, so it's not that hard, you know, when you're in Astoria, Queens, it's not that hard to find, go to different places. I gave him the cross streets, I didn't even give him an address. And the fucking guy just went in the opposite direction of where I was telling him. I was like, what? No, where are you going? Make a left. And the guy was just like, laughing, like, oh, sorry. Like, it's the worst.
Did I tell you about did we talk about this? The guy who fucking threatened to get me arrested?
No.
All right, so this cab driver got lost, and I'm pretty sure on purpose, because he got mad that I told him to take the streets instead of the highway, because it's $10 cheaper to get to my house if you take the streets.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, go this way. He gets lost. I'm like, listen, man, you got lost. I have the fare was $28. I was like, I have $23. I was like, let me just go get some money from you for you. I'll go get $10.
Yeah.
I'll give you a $5 tip.
Yeah.
And he was just like, no. And I'm like, it's all the money I have.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to give me your phone. I was like, I'm not giving you a $100 phone to go get you $10.
$100 phone.
He's
I'm
like, I
got to
come
you.
Into your apartment. I was like, you can come in a building and wait in front of the door. You're not coming in my apartment. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Like, so this motherfucker calls the cops.
What?
And says, first of all, he goes, this Puerto Rican guy is trying to rob me.
You do look Puerto Rican.
I don't look Puerto
Why
Rican.
Why were you trying to rob that guy? You stupid Puerto
and
Rican.
And then he's going, I literally started throwing aprons at this guy because he's going, he's got a bag. I think there's drugs in it. I was like, this is my work clothes. You pick me up at work, you piece of shit. And I just start throwing like dirty work clothes and rags in his face. And he just wouldn't let me in my house. He just kept blocking me. Like, and I was just like, if I hit this guy.
He was out of the car by
He was out of the car. I literally was like, if I hit this guy, I'm in front of my house. Like, I'm going to jail.
So what happened?
Eventually, like, one of my neighbors, he wouldn't even take my money. He's like, I'm not taking your money. One of my neighbors just gave him $40. Like, a random person who I'd never met. Who's just like, go away, dude. Here's
what?
$40. And he hung up on the cops and left. And I gave the guy back. I gave him, like, $60 back. I remember like, that guy's name. His name is Joseph Cole. If you ever get in that guy's cab, get out. He's a fucking dick. African dude.
You're that neighbor though. You guys are bros now, huh? You guys,
yeah, I see him. I give him a fist bump in the hallway.
All right, no doubt. Invite him over for some wrestling. You like to have wrestling parties.
I don't want people in my apartment.
Just tell him, look, bro, it's time to fucking bro down.
Don't mind the tarp. I took the tarp down. It's on the floor though.
That's good. It's a good step.
Yeah, Johnny came into my house to podcast last week, and he was like, you can't live like this because you know my house gets a little out of hand from time to time.
No.
He's like, you can't be living like this, son. I was just like, fuck you. He also called me gay because I'm going on vacation next week.
Well, why is that gay?
I'm going on vacation with a dude.
That is gay.
How is it gay?
All right, look. You go on vacation. Look, I'll tell you right now. You go on vacations with dudes. I haven't even asked you where you're going yet. Don't tell me.
Okay.
You go on vacation with dudes for spring break. That's when you go. That's when it's. Even then, it's kind of gay. It's a little gay because you're just a bunch of dudes just staying in the same hotel.
We went on vacation with you. We didn't fucking suck.
We wanted to though, but we stopped ourselves. Now, where are you going on vacation?
Bermuda. It's only for 2 days though. It's not even really a vacation.
Oh, it's even worse. It's like we're just going out for a quick fling.
He's staying there.
We're taking a long weekend together.
Basically, my boy got played by a chick, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I got a two-bedroom suite.
Sure, it's two-bedroom.
Whatever. I'll rent a cot, bro. Fuck you. He's like, all you gotta do is pay for airfare. It's an hour and a half flight, and it was $400 in airfare. How do you not do that?
If it's with another dude, that's how you not
I
do
haven't
it.
Had a day off in over a year. Fuck you. You've been on like three vacations in the last year.
No, I haven't. I've been on one. I guess you're gay now, and it's fine. It's okay that you're going to Bermuda with another man to, I guess, have gay sex.
I'm looking forward to snorkeling. I mean,
because you don't feel comfortable having gay sex here in the States. Is Bermuda the States, or is
no,
that Britain?
I think it's England.
Nice. As
Archie Bunker said, that's a country of fags, so I guess it's fine for us to go over there.
You're going
to
get English pounds?
I don't know. Do you have to do that? I'm just going to be like, these are greenbacks, bruh.
No, you got to get those English pounds. You better convert like $800 to
No,
nah,
I'm just bringing all my Bitcoin.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Like, you guys take Bitcoin? How about Dogecoin?
You guys take Bitcoin? Did you see the new this season of Trailer Park Boys?
No.
Oh, you got it, because he has hash coins.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, it was 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, those are pretty fucking funny.
Oh, my God. Next week, we'll talk about this more next week. What Hot American Summer, the TV show, comes out.
Oh, yeah? Do I have to watch that?
Yeah. Were you not a fan of the movie?
No.
Really?
I don't like fucking annoying Jewish kids who went to summer camp. I don't want to watch a fucking movie about annoying Jewish kids at a summer camp. I don't like that movie.
The person who introduced me to that film was an annoying Jewish kid who went to summer camp. He's like, you got to watch this. And like, I was with some other Jewish people. Like, oh, my God, isn't this just like it was? Like, what?
See, I knew.
I mean, this is funny, but I don't relate to it.
Yeah, I don't like that movie.
I love it. I think it's hysterical. I don't, but like I said, you know, it's
maybe I just couldn't get past the fact that I knew a bunch of Jewish kids who went to summer camp and they pissed me off.
And did they love the movie?
Of course. Most people like that movie. I just don't like
it. I can't believe you don't like that movie. It's so screwed up. You're such a weirdo, and you're gay, and you go to Bermuda with a man.
I know. I'm not weird because I'm gay. It's 2015, motherfucker.
Good point. Caitlin. Yeah, Caitlin, dog.
Johnny also called me gay because I said Bernie Sanders is more trustworthy than Barack Obama because you can't trust a good-looking person over an ugly person. Ugly person, all they got is their word. But Johnny's like, well, you said he was good-looking. That makes you gay. This is what you've missed. All the ways Johnny called me gay since you've been away.
Well, now Johnny's missing me calling you gay.
That's true.
We're star-crossed. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like
Wait,
Romeo
Bernie
and Juliet.
Sanders is ugly?
Yeah, he looks like fucking Barney Frank, but even worse haircut.
I'm going to take a look at him.
He's a weird-looking old dude. You know what I'm saying?
I just thought he just looks like an old guy. He doesn't look old.
I don't know. He always looks a little disheveled. He reminds me of Barney Frank a lot. I don't know why.
I have no problem with Bernie Sanders' looks. I think he's a handsome man. Oh, man. His hair gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
that's
all. He just got the crazy hair.
I like that. That means he's worked up. That means he's sweaty.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. That's why he's more trustworthy than Barack Obama. He's too calm, Barack Obama.
Yeah, I like Bernie Sanders, too.
That's the thing. We have very counter political views, but he's fucking obviously honest. You know what I mean? Like, he just comes off honest.
Well, you like curmudgeon-y old men. You don't think Donald Trump's honest?
No, fuck Donald Trump. He's not saying anything.
What do you mean? He's talking shit to El Chapo and John McCain.
And then he pussed out. He pussed out from the El Chapo thing, so now he's got to be hard body and fucking pick on a fucking 80-year-old veteran.
Is he really a veteran, though?
I know, it's true, because he got captured. So he doesn't count as a veteran.
What a pussy.
You all right there, pal?
What?
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, I'm worried about Donald Trump, and I think Bernie Sanders. How old is he? He's pretty old, huh?
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah,
let me look it up here.
Because I worry about, like, an old dude going to get the presidency.
73.
There's no chance he becomes president.
No, of course not.
He's too old.
I don't think he's running for president to become president. He knows he's not going to become president.
That's weird.
Well, what do you think about the rumors of that Trump is just like in there so Hillary can walk? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a conspiracy theory.
Wait, well, I haven't heard this. What's
you haven't heard?
All right,
so people think we talked about it last. Me and Johnny talked about it a little bit last week because he mentioned it, and I didn't know what he's talking about. I've heard other shit about it. Like, people think that like Trump is in bed with the Clintons. So he's basically just he's just being crazy and taking attention off the entire Republican field so Hillary Clinton can just walk in because she can stomp over Bernie Sanders.
That's crazy sounding.
It is pretty crazy, right?
It doesn't make any sense, though, because Donald Trump's losing money. Like, NBC cut ties with him. Like, he's losing money doing this, even though he's still worth $10 billion like a baller.
Yeah, but that's like he pumps that up, I feel like.
I don't know. I think he's worth $10 billion. He released, like, his taxes and shit, didn't he?
Yeah, but you have to do that to run for president. But I think he does that every year, though. It's like I've read articles about him, like, dumping a bunch of, like, a bunch of assets just so he can claim a higher net worth. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
You think there'll be a third party ever?
I hope so.
Or you
so.
Think it's just done. This is what it is until the Republic crumbles.
Listen, I say this all the time. I guess maybe I'm more optimistic than other people.
What, smoke weed every day? I know you do.
No, I forget to say that a lot. But I think if people honestly just demanded campaign finance reform and won't vote for anybody that isn't for it, you'd eventually get it. But the two parties that are there have their fucking constituents so scared of another party coming into power, even for a minute. Like, I would vote for Bernie Sanders. Because what's he going to be there for? 8 years? He's not going to turn us into a fucking communist country in 8 years.
He'll do his best to try, though.
Yeah, but that he'll fail, that's the point of a fucking democratic republic.
Failure?
To not do things that most of the people don't want. It's checks and balances. Like, but he'll get in there, and if he fucking has just the one thing, which is, like, the main thing is campaign finance reform. If you take the fucking money out of this shit, then you can get some honest answers out of people. You don't just have fucking people fight, you know, getting everybody riled up.
You sound riled up right now.
I am riled up right now. God damn it. Basically, here's the thing.
Okay.
Republicans just convince their constituents to be scared of immigrants and brown people. And Democrats just...
And we shouldn't be scared of that.
Just get all their constituents to be scared of hillbillies. That's the whole country.
Damn, you're angry. But you're talking some good shit, though. I heard you and Dave Smith really went at it the last time you guys cut something back at your place.
Yeah, people were enjoying that. We're going to probably do one of those a month, I think.
Oh, yeah? Libertarian Jerk Fest?
Yeah. It's a good. It's a cross-promotion between the two shows.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We also addressed the fact that you refused to go on Legion of Skanks.
It's going to happen. Trust me.
It's at the point where I don't trust you. How are you telling these people listening to trust you?
Everyone should always trust me and listen to me and know that I will never lie. Ever. I'm a good person, and I don't lie.
Are you a speechwriter for Hillary Clinton?
I just hang out with her. I'm like, you want to get? I hang out with her, her assistant, Anthony Weiner's wife, and Anthony Weiner. I'm like, hey, this is a fun party we're having, everybody.
You getting that foursome going? You fucking him?
Exactly. Yes.
Hell yeah. You just filming Carlos Danger getting his fucking
Carlos Danger
putting that
baby
pipe working.
Love Carlos Danger. There's no one better.
Is he still with his wife? Did they?
Yeah, they're still together.
Huh.
And now he's in the goddamn the shark movie, Sharknado 3.
Oh, Anthony Weiner is?
Yeah. Oh, Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
I can't even believe, like, why?
Why not? I saw.
But no, forget. Big ups to Sharknado 3. But, like, Anthony, just how much could they have possibly paid him? He's fine. He's got dough. What did they pay him?
He just needs something to, you know, fill his day, because I also saw him judging bagels on BuzzFeed.com.
Yeah, but that's a good job for a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn.
And the bagel place in my neighborhood got top honors, so screw you, rest of New York City.
What's the name of that place?
Brooklyn Bagel Company. Yet there's none of them in Brooklyn.
I know that place. They take like 6 hours to deliver a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese.
A, they don't deliver, so you're wrong about that.
They do
that.
Deliver.
No, they don't.
You don't live close enough.
No, they don't deliver.
They deliver.
They don't deliver.
I've ordered from them before.
You've ordered from a different bagel place. If they delivered, I'd be fucking ordering that from that place all the time. They don't deliver.
And then when they took 6 hours to get there, you'd be like, I hope this place burns to the fucking ground on Yelp. Like your one other Yelp review.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, I forgot that. I got really drunk one day and started I was drinking. It was like a Sunday or a Saturday, like during the day. I was just drinking, you know, enjoying myself. It's like, hey, I'm hungry. I'm going to order from a place. And I ordered from the place. First of all, the guy couldn't take my credit. I tried to get the guy the credit card information 3 or 4 times. Couldn't figure it out. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll pay cash, sir. And then the guy takes down my address and he sends me the he sends out the order. You know, instead of trying to
I think we did this already on here. You just basically said, if I recall, it was, fuck this place, worst place ever. I hope they burn to the ground. I think they're out of business now.
They are out of business.
It's all thanks to you.
Hold on, I'm going to try to find it. I don't think I...
That's the power of this podcast. The longest running business and finance comedy podcast in history.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, it's so sad. What are we doing with our fucking lives? Maybe it's time to just blow it all up, huh, buddy?
Blow what all up?
This, what we got going for us.
Maybe. You know?
Maybe it's time to finally do that. Because what else are we doing? Let's throw that party and kill all the listeners and us, too.
Murder-suicide party?
Murder-suicide party.
A what? So it's basically a lemon party.
It's a lemon party. I want to be the guy laying down, getting blown and made out with.
Yeah, we established that already. Are we just out of things to talk about?
I'm just very tired. I apologize. I haven't been here in 2 weeks.
I would think you'd be rested up, motherfucker. 2 extra hours of sleep you got.
Okay. I'm going to read, most of the places I reviewed here are closed.
Jesus Christ. So you're just as bad, you're just as good at picking Yelp spots as you are at picking bets, huh? It was really funny. The 1 week that you had something to gloat about that you were right about was the True Detective thing, yeah. And you were fucking out.
Of course I was. Of course. Wait, what did I get right on True Detective?
That Colin Farrell wasn't dead.
Oh, nice. All right, this is the review of the place. The place was called Crave Shack. I guess I could say that because it's closed now. If one business in the story could burn down, I hope it's this one. An hour and a half for delivery. A fucking hour and a half for delivery. Oh, God, I'm so obnoxious. Was told my address was confusing on the phone. It isn't. And once the delivery came, they had no change. God, I sound like a bitch.
Yeah, you really do sound fucking...
And then was told it was my fault that the delivery was late because I didn't tell the guy on the phone my information... Because I didn't tell the guy on the phone my information twice. And then I get kind of racist and say, because these pricks don't speak English, it's my fault. Jesus H. Chris, I hate this place. shit food and what the fuck, an hour and a half, and then I'm told it's my fault. Hopefully the delivery guy came back to a burnt husk of a storefront. I've been drinking. 4 people found that useful. 13 people found that funny. 1 person found that cool.
That one person was you. Because nobody else found that cool.
Oh, shit.
What else you got there? You got any more furious fucking reviews?
Hold on.
I don't really fuck with the Yelp thing. I don't like it.
No, it sucks. You can't trust it. Like, to really, like, get, like, a you have to read a lot of reviews. Because the people who are voting it, like, 5, they might be idiots. That's and true. There are just some people that are just the worst. Like, I found one back when I would go on vacations. I would go on TripAdvisor to read reviews and whatnot. And I would find, like, certain people, like, on TripAdvisor. And I'd start reading all their reviews. And they're just, like, the most obnoxious, annoying, like, bad people I've ever, like.
I mean, Yelp is like that. I discount any Yelp ad. And you'll find, like, the most country in them is anything that says Saturday, birthday, or restaurant week.
Or Groupon.
Groupon. Or you can also discount it. I really wanted to like this place immediately. Thrown out the window. And then I only look at other bad reviews. Because I feel like if you get past that, I read the other bad reviews and then fucking take it in.
Yeah, you got to see if there's threads in everyone, what people
exactly,
are saying. You know?
Exactly. Because I don't trust good reviews because people just buy in the hype of a new place opening.
Yeah.
And also, you're spending money so you want to like it. So you go to the people that don't like it, but then you got to eliminate the fucking real douchebags.
Yeah. And a lot, what I hate is just people, you know, going on for like, you know, a paragraph about, you know, before they even get to the reviews of the food, because like I give a fuck about you know what they have to say or who they are,
what their birthday. That's the whole thing is like people come into a busy restaurant and they're like, listen, I just want you to know it was my birthday. Like nobody gives a fuck in that
you
restaurant.
You ruined my birthday.
50 birthdays came in that day. You fucking douche.
You made my birthday bad. Now I'll never.
It's only my 28th birthday. How many more birthdays am I gonna? I only had 27 before this. Like, my mom doesn't even buy me stuff anymore for my birthday. I just had this plate of fusion pasta. That's all they had.
I'm going to remember this birthday forever because it's the worst one ever. My birthday wasn't good enough. I'm going to go fuck a random stranger. Hey, you. You look to have a cock. I don't know.
Is that that's how it goes?
I think so. I'm not reading any more of my reviews. They're embarrassing.
No, read one more.
No, I'm closed.
Come on, give it to him.
I closed it.
I'm going to find your Yelp account, and I'm going to do a Patreon show just of me reading your Yelp reviews.
Oh, man. Well, there's one. I know there was one really good review of Dutch Kills, so there you go.
I'll, of course, read that one.
Dutch Kills. You always go there because it's delicious, and the drinks are good, and the food's great, and the people are awesome. Oh, boy.
Oh, yo, this is a pretty good story. Fucking, did you see about the... All right, remember we talked about, like, last 4th of July when the fireworks went off? Those guys dug in the hole of a bank and fucking made off with mad dough?
Yeah.
All right, so these guys tried to tunnel under a bank uptown, and there was no safe deposit boxes, so there's nothing for them to steal.
Stupid assholes. What gave them this idea? Did they just guess?
Apparently, there was a group of bank robbers doing similar shit a year or two ago, and they're thinking it might be a copycat, but these guys obviously are not as well researched as the other dudes.
Oh, what jerks.
So, yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny that these guys broke into a bank and then just really had nothing to do. Like, they were just, like, in the basement of this bank, couldn't get up. The only money that they could have stolen, because they couldn't get into the main vault, the only money that they could conceivably have stolen was in the ATMs upstairs, but that was behind, like, locked stuff, so they couldn't even get up there.
Oh, my God. Criminals are so dumb. It's really sad.
I mean, we don't have the follow through to even burrow a tunnel. Like,
because we'd probably get caught, Chris. That's why we wouldn't do that.
These guys haven't been caught yet, as of today.
I don't know. I don't feel good. I think they're on the run, dude. They're in Canada right now. Or maybe Mexico.
Except they can't afford to get there because they didn't make any fucking money off their heist.
Oh, those poor bastards. Those poor stupid fucks. Jesus. What happened with Gawker?
Oh,
they're gonna get shut down.
There's finally
right?
some like no a couple of top executives stepped down because they outed the CEO of Condé Nast for no reason, like just to do it, like, and it was like an editorial decision. Like, and they always, you know, like Gawker's the company.
But
like,
who cares if the co-
because they're hypocritical. They pose as a news agency, but they're hypocritical because they were very against the fucking the fappening thing. But you know, they posted like Hulk Hogan's sex video and refused to take it down.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think people are just starting to turn on them. It's fucking good because they're the king of like, this person said this, so they should be fired. So it's pretty great. And they also shit on Vice hard. Like, I feel like a lot of the reasons why people don't like Vice as a company is because, like, Gawker constantly puts out articles that says Vice doesn't pay well, but Gawker pays like shit.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I've heard nothing but horror stories about what Gawker pays, too.
Yeah, but nobody else prints articles about their fucking rival company's fucking salaries, except, like, maybe the Post and the News, and I don't even think they do.
Post and News hate each other.
Yes, we know.
Maybe we should just go work for the Post. I know.
I mean, we are bitter.
We get out of radio and we go into newspapers.
Smart. Go backwards.
I'm the smartest man alive. And if no one believes me, you're probably more intelligent than I am. Yeah, man. That's crazy. Yeah, Gawker's in real trouble because Hogan's hitting him for like $100 million. And now, I guess. But who cares if the Condé Nast guy's gay?
Nobody does, but they also fucking printed the fact that he was like with a gay prostitute. You know what I mean? Like he's still in the closet. He's still fucked up to out somebody that.
Yeah.
Like, in 2015, it's probably worse to do it.
Or
less socially acceptable, at least.
They just hate like, they hate other magazines and they hate like Reddit because Reddit's owned by Condé Nast and I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah, they're just douchebags. Like the entire group is just douchebags.
Like every week, there's something about how you know Reddit has a subreddit that's shitty. They should be closed down.
That's what I'm saying. And they do the same thing about, like, Vice. Like, oh, Vice is building a new office. It's displacing people. Like, yeah, everybody's being displaced by gentrification in New York.